first and most importantly, Keela Richardson, Pensacola Zone, made it to the top 14. We're confident that and hopeful that she's going to make the top 12. If you may recall that she and her son Drew and a couple of her other family members visited City Hall during a break in the filming a couple of a month or two ago, and that was a wonderful visit. So we couldn't be more happy and proud to have her and her family representing Pensacola and that extraordinary talent that she had. We're hopeful and confident that she's got a chance to take it all. We wish her all the best.
I love that David Stafford led with this yesterday at the mayor's press conference, but he was unavailable, so David Stafford was pinch hitting for him, and it was great. And I'm so excited for Keela Richardson. I hope she wins. That would be two towns I've lived in where the American Idol winner was there when I was, like, we lived in Arizona. I was living in Phoenix. What is her name? I can't remember now. Anyway, so I hope that she wins. It's fantastic. And I love this part about she visited City Hall. Joining us now, Mayor D.C. Reeves, Mayor of Pensacola. Every Wednesday we talk with him. Mr. Mayor, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hey, so this, what did he do? They came and talked with you, and I actually heard an account from somebody of, it was Lisa Leiter was telling me about your interactions with her son, Drew, and how just he was excited and you were excited and how fun this was to meet them.
Yeah, it was great. They were so nice, and we actually had, it was cool. We had a bunch of people in City Hall, of course, that had watched the audition, and you know, she probably had the most memorable one of any of the episodes leading up,
because
of Drew, and you know, how great a job she did. So we had a bunch of the City Hall employees that were dying to meet them, and it was great. Drew make a couple mayoral decisions for my desk, probably better than mine. It was just a fun day, and we're actually in conversations with them. Potentially, depending on how things go, we may try to pop out there for 48 hours.
I love it.
Represent the city out there. So I mean, when you watch, we certainly has got a great shot, and again, a great story. And it's kind of cool to see Pensacola on such a national platform, and it be such a Pensacola person, and a family that we all know or have one degree of separation at least from knowing. So we're rooting for her hard, and I think she's got a real shot.
Yeah, and it's one of those great good news stories. A lot of visibility, a lot of positivity. You know, Devin Witherspoon, now this, just all, it's cool stuff. By the way, I forgot to mention, our weekly interview with the mayor is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with a legacy. Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. Back to Mayor. I actually called you Mayor Hayward earlier. I said the term Mayor Hayward. I don't know what I was thinking. Back to Mayor Reeves. Obviously, the big news of the day, thing we've been talking about quite a bit, is this kind of last-minute change in the redesign of Palo Fox with the toll plaza being put in at Garden and Main Street. I know Charles Baer protested about having it be a last-minute add-on, and I kind of agree with him. There wasn't a lot of public notice. We've been getting a lot of messages this morning. So I've been trying to explain it from your point of view because I know, you and I don't always see eye to eye on these kinds of things. I see the value in that, if county residents are going to use Palo Fox, why shouldn't they have to pay for it? Just like parking, spread out the cost with loss of revenue from, property taxes. And if people are willing to pay $4 or $5 for parking, why wouldn't they pay for $3 to drive on the street? But I wanted to let you comment on it and, however you want to.
Well, then that means, Sigmund Freud on your Freudian slip with Mayor Hayward was probably a help to me then. So that might have been when you were referencing Mayor Hayward was on this. And, also probably just as shocking to everybody out there is that that Councilman Mayor disagreed with a vote on something that we did. So
funny?
I think we were 9 for 10 in our council meeting.
I know. Was hilarious about that is he seemed to take offense at the implication that he always votes no. And then he voted no 5 times and we got to the 6th vote. He's like, I'm finally voting yes. I'm like, exactly. You always vote
right.
No.
Yes, of course. When you asked the question, did I learn about my new policy this morning? The answer was yes. So
there you go.
It was also an add-on item in my own life as of about 2 hours ago.
Nice. Were you surprised that DeSantis is in favor of this? I mean, I would have thought that DeSantis would have been, it's another way of taxing the citizens, but here he is saying he likes the idea, and he admits that if he's got no plan for you to make up the lost revenue from property taxes going away, at least this is a way to tax the people who use the service to generate revenue. I was surprised he was so, like, conciliatory and rational about it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think two things. Number one, we planted 12 of the state tree of Florida on Palafox Street with
point.
The palm trees that, yeah, people keep telling me aren't native. But, so I'm sure that probably helped in the decision, as well as just really being tapped out of local funds after building the welcome sign, you know, between
right.
those
yeah.
two things.
We'd have to put so much money into the aesthetics, sympathy. Yeah.
Yes.
Very good. Well, we're kind of hoping for a little bit of an aesthetic improvement. I think it's an opportunity for a digital sign board or maybe plastic art signs to do something. We could make it prettier, but the idea, we'll just kind of see how this goes. But if you're wondering what I'm talking about, it's on our Facebook page. I don't want to dwell on this all day because we've got other stuff to get to with the mayor. All right, I'm going to do something I never do. I never do this. I'll tell you about it in just a second. I want to let you know this interview with Mayor D.C. Reeves is brought to you by Lambert Transfer and Storage. Choose the team with the legacy Lambert Moving Systems. Visit GoLambertTeam.com. I never do this in the middle of a show on April 1st, but I am going to do it now because it's kind of a unique circumstance. It is April Fool's Day. So, yes, the toll plaza on Palafox is a complete joke. And I want to give credit to the mayor because he didn't know. And the first thing I asked him when we were off the air, when I got him on the phone, was like, because I didn't know if he'd want to, you know, play along or just ignore it. And I asked him, I said, I'm like, did you know about it? He's like, oh, yes. And he wanted to play along. And I love that. So, Mayor, I know your phone has been melting this morning, and I'm sorry. But I do want to, you know, at least give you the out of, okay, yes, obviously this is an April Fool's Day joke. And I normally go until 9 o'clock and keep up the pretext. And I'll come back to it for all the people who tune in late. But anyway, I appreciate you. I even got several texts here. I cannot believe that the mayor is playing along with this. So, well done.
Now all you have to do is anybody who's in their car from, 6:30 to 6:52, it'll be all those occupations that we'll have to get to.
But I know.
In
a primary is coming up, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, I'll let you know when we see that negative ding in the polling. I'll let you know. But I do want to say again, as a April Fool's aficionado in the
I knew you're a practitioner, right?
Right, exactly. So you know what? This is actually helpful. I decided to wait, and there was too many ones. I thought about the tunnels, and it would have been good because I could have said we found one and it would have been more believable, but now so many people have done the tunnels that, it's kind of overplayed. So, we're going to have to go with option B.
So,
but I can't tell you what.
So serious traffic news, two things. I keep wanting to make sure we tell people that Main Street will be closed for 6 weeks starting next week between Barrancas and I Street. And then the left turn from Main onto Barrancas is going to be unavailable for like the next almost 3 months, right? Due to an ECUA project, stormwater and sewage.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. Those closures are popping up because of FDOT and typically they're kind of a spider web of the large Garden Street project. Just because, for example, ECUA went ahead and did work in Palafox Street, as you can imagine, while we had it all cut up. So I'm guessing that. I don't know that for a fact, but typically any of that work up and along that area is going to be kind of trying to piggyback on work already taking place on the state road.
Have we solved the issue of Joe Paddy's yet, or is that still – where are we at on that part of the project?
I'd probably need an update on that, but I can tell you – I can tell you philosophically, again, I think there are members of the Paddy family and myself that are very much in agreement that this needs to get to what's really a win-win solution of sending it to the west of the building. But there's several family members involved and how that can get complex sometimes.
Right.
So I generally think there's a very good understanding between both parties about which way we want to go and agreement, to be honest with you. But it's just, again, it just took so long and there was no way to get compel anything to move along with this multi-million dollar stormwater project. So we had to, and that's why we came right out front and talked about it, is we didn't want this to be misperceived as some big battle. I think that we're just trying to get this action taken. And so I would just, I can speak philosophically and say, we feel pretty good about where we are. And that, you know, that I think we all hope that this isn't going to be something that really needs to be contested, but that we just get to a solution.
We just had another car blow through the stop sign at Garden and Alkanese and damage several graves in St. Michael's Cemetery. And you and I have talked about this before, about, you know, what is the answer to this? Of course, it's one of those complex things because it's a state road and a city road. And, you know, how do you stop people from being stupid? But do we have a better plan yet? Is there anything in the works? I know you're working on all these traffic things like the 14th and Gregory stuff and the graffiti bridge stuff. And, you know, there are many, too many to solve, but still each one matters, right?
Yeah, and this is a tough one. Councilwoman Patton and I have talked a lot about this. And so the short answer is yes, of course, April 13th, we're going to meet about the genesis being 14th and Gregory and all the concerns we have with the speed coming off the bridge. But this will also be part of that discussion. Really, the issue there, and this is it with so many things, and again, this is, you know, when you think critically about a lot of these complex issues in the city, whether it be streets or anything else, there's always kind of the other side of the story. When something seems so obvious that the government would or wouldn't do, there's typically another side to the story, and this is a perfect example. Yeah, you can put guardrails up, but would you want to lose the sidewalk or have this big gaudy thing in front of the historic gravesite that would now take away? This comes up with speed bumps in neighborhoods all the time. We get requests all the time for speed bumps. We put them in, and about 12 hours later, we got calls from five neighbors and say, I didn't know these things were going to be so loud. It's like, well, yeah, you know, I mean, that's, you know, there's a give and take. So it's not just as easy as saying, put up a big ugly fence on the around the bend going on from Garden Alkanese. So it puts us in a little bit of a difficult position, and FDOT, really, it's their road. So we're just trying to work through what the most viable solution is. Maybe it's with plantings, maybe it's something else that can help protect that, which is the primary goal, but also not have the unintended consequences of losing walkability or having something so ugly in the middle of our downtown that maybe isn't even very effective, but now is just a big eyesore. So lots of things to consider with these types of scenarios.
And in addition, I mean, if you know people run that, and especially when they're drinking, I mean, that's bad. But if you now put up a real barrier, you run the risk of actually causing injury or death to people. Like, you know, you start to, I mean, even if you're not legally culpable for that, you have to think morally about, is that the end solution that we want? I mean, it's just, it's a mess. And, you know, I understand it's a very difficult thing to solve. And like you said, not ugly, effective, plus all these different agencies and, you know, problem solvers, so to speak, that are involved in it. Kudos. We see progress going on the Baptist site. Kudos with the port renovation stuff and, you know, the houses and improving there wasn't a lot in the city council agenda, despite what I've been saying today. But, you know, it's all progress. And I know there's, you know, we're going to continue talking about the flock cameras and all of that. But we'll actually be talking about that with Chief Winstrom tomorrow. Oh, just, you know what? We usually do a lightning round at the end, but I do want to make sure and give you this chance. Kristen Brown is retiring this week. Former, you know, in my phone, she's Lieutenant Brown when she was the first female lieutenant in BPD. And then, of course, captain and then assistant chief and then interim chief. And now she's retiring, right? She's retiring from the department this week.
Yeah. We were able to convince her to hold that off for a few months while we went through a transition in the police department, which, of course, I'm forever will be grateful for, to have her amount of leadership and leadership experience and trust and respect that she had in the building to help us during a very complex time of waiting on a search and all those different things. And so, you know, she really stepped up yet again for the residents of which she is protected for so many years. And Deputy Chief Christman is the same thing. Yeah, obviously he's been on medical leave, but after that medical leave and going through that, has officially retired as well. So, you know, two very, very long time, important, you know, 30-year leaders in our police department that had such great contributions, not only putting themselves in harm's way to protect our city throughout those 30 years, but training people to do the same thing, that following them and leading those people. And so So I'll always be grateful to both of them for everything that they've done for 30 years, and also even specifically the leadership that they've shown in the last few years in this job. So
absolutely,
very excited that she's allowed to actually go retire now. That was the most. I asked her to make sure she didn't want to stay another couple of years. I wasn't able to convince her this time.
Right. No, she'd be great at it. And as you say, Kevin Christman too. Sometimes we forget to mention him in the same context, but for exactly, I mean, different reasons, but. Kind of right. The same scenario. And he's doing great, by the way, you know, all this stuff. All right, D.C. Reeves, a Pensacola mayor, always joins us on a Wednesday for an update. And today, an extraordinarily good sport, as he was the person most directly punished for today's April Fool's joke.
I'll forward you all the emails. So just, you know, if you don't mind responding to them in 24 hours, that'd be great.
I'll do my best. Just as a side note, the number of people whose comments I'm hiding actively, like it's over 100 already on our Facebook post, because I hate the people who blow it for everybody, you know?
Right, I hear you.
Like I said,
I'm there with you, man. I know. Can't hate on it. I love a good April Fool's joke.
I wouldn't have done it if I didn't know you were a practitioner. Mayor Reeves, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for the time, sir.
All right, thanks.